The law is once you eat it and you swallow it, b'shas, you swallow it, it's matam of the person. It becomes like an avatuma when you swallow it. So since the bird by itself will have an avatuma when you swallow it, so even now if you just touch it, you're not tamei, but it could be mekabel tumas oichlin, or the tamei just by touching it. And therefore it does not need hechsher. So that's why our question here, what do we need hechsher for? This behemoth will have a tumas nevela. So Machiski says, look, this animal right now, it's not totally dead yet, there's no tumas nevela on it. It's the only question that's called an oichel. But I'll tell you, since right now you could cut up this animal into pieces, and each piece would be less than the size of a kezayis, so then it has no tumas nevela. Tumas nevela is only on a kezayis of meat. So since it's possible to go with the schlep, to drag it apart, will I need to make this whole animal into less than a kezayis? So it's possible there'll be no tumas nevela. Therefore, if you wanted to have a tumas oichel now, yes, it needs hechsher. That's Chizkiyus Chiddush. We learned like this. Shochat po shnayim. Right, I think it's by a behemoth tameya we're talking about over here, that a Jew is shechting a behemoth tameya, the chiddush of our Mishnah for a guy. So it says, shochat po shnayim, the Jew made a shechita on two simonim, or a rive shnayim. Good, he made a kosher shechita, but the animal is still shaking, moving around, it's not totally dead yet. So Chizki Yamachizk himself says, Emily Avorim, we do not consider this meat as if right now it's torn apart, and there should be called an Isser Avim and Achai on it, like we'll soon see. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Yeshdan Le'avorim, we consider this piece of meat now as if it's torn apart, and therefore as if you tore a piece of meat off it while it's still Mephacheses. Close them on the animal is jumping around still, it has no Tumas Nevela, so it's Siddur Achai. And therefore, if you pull off meat off it, it has an Isser Eva Menachai, and it will remain also for great heat from it. So now, Chizki, Yonah Chizki says, no, now the animal is totally, it's whole, it's a complete animal, we do not consider as if you pulled off any meat right now, that's called Enel Yavorim. Therefore, why? Mesi. Why? Because Chizki all consider the Mesa right now. But since it's a Mesa right now, it has no Isser Eva Menachai. Eva Menachai is only before the animal is totally dead. If you pull off a piece of meat, it remains an Isser on that piece of meat. Chizki Mashmolds here know that once you made a shechita on this animal, it's called totally dead, and therefore, like, even if you would pull off a piece of meat right now, there would be no Isser Eva Menachai. So if it's called totally dead right now, so how could Chizki before say it has no Tumas Nevela? Because you may cut it up into pieces before it's totally dead. Mashmir Chizki calls it totally dead right now. As soon as you made a shechita on it, right now he says, Emily Yavorim, there's no Isser Eva Menachai, why not Avamina Riz? Because it's totally dead. So it's a stero. Is the animal considered totally dead after the shechita or not? Before Rabbi Yochanan Chizki said, no, it's not called totally dead. There's no Isser, there's no Tumah Nevela yet. And therefore you may cut it up into small pieces, they'll never have a Tumas Nevela. And therefore you're saying it needs Sarach Hechsher, Mayim. And here Chizki is saying, Mashmano, that even if you cut off a piece of meat from it right now, it has no Isser Eva Menachai, the animal is considered dead. If Yechon Amano, Yeshnu Yevorim, we do consider this Yevorim. Why? Lav Mesi, it's not called a Mesi, it's not dead yet. And therefore, if you pull off a piece of meat right now, there would be an Isser Eva Menachai from it. So it's a Stira. Omlei, it sounds like this, the Chan Chizki is, Yotzeso Michlachai, Enechnam, it's not called a live animal yet. Therefore, there's no Isser Eva Menachai on it. But a Lechal Mesa Leibos, when they get the Tumas Nevela, that's totally dead. It's not 100% dead. It's not called alive, but it's not called dead. So therefore, when they get to the Isser Eva Menachai, he holds there's no Isser. Because if you pull off a piece of meat right now, it's not called alive. So it has no Isser Eva Menachai. But does it have Tumas Nevela yet? No, it's not called Mesa. Gufo, we just say, Shoka Boshnan, you made a Shechita to Simonim. Or Roshnan, Rove, Fredan, you forgot, they're still moving around. Chizki, Yom, Enel, Yavorim, there's no Isser Eva Menachai in this animal. If you have a Nome, Yesh, Yavorim, yes, there is an Isser Eva Menachai. Omri Rab Lovi, Shino, Mokot, Lahob, Rab Yochan, and Biyodoch, keep Rab Yochan's words, he's right. The Tony Rabosh Kavosh, Rabosh also learns like this. The Tony Rabosh, Yom, Yisrael, Shashokot, Bein, Tamil, and Rechov, like in our Mishnah, a Jew shechs a pig for a guy. Just like this. Shochet Poshnayim, he shechs two simonim, a roshnayim, rosh simonim, with a ches, and the animal still moving around, metam, metum, a sechlin. it could be metama tumas the chiddush, like our Mishnah. Even though you don't have to teach it really, still it has a tumas echlin right now. Avo lo tumas nevela, but it has a tumas nevela. So you see clearly, it's not called a mesa completely. It has a tumas nevela, and still eva perushim menu kaperushim menachai. And if you pull off a piece of meat now, yes, it would have an issa eva menachai. The same thing with bosa perushim menu kaperushim menachai. There's two issurim: there's eva menachai and there's bosa menachai. And therefore, the yesh of neimerech that a goy cannot eat from this meat. Even after the animal really dies, still we consider that this meat was pulled off before, not sure considered, or a chance we did pull off the meat, but the meat came off before it really died, so it was chal nisr avim and a chai on it, and it remains also to be great to eat it. So it's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Shvatzla being shock of the ech, let's say the Jew only shecks one simon of the pig, or roi vechod, then nothing. Ein matamat the mistake is not called an ech at all, since it's not totally dead, it's not called an ech yet. Nochel, let's say make a mechiri, strangle it. Enbo, tuma, shaklim. The same thing, it means nothing. The animal's not dead yet until it's totally dead. Even though it's still moving around, it has no tuma. It's not called an echo yet. What's the deal with the Kehov and the Goy, Shashoka, Dayim, Eternally Israel? That's the opposite. A Goy, Shechs, a cow, for a Jew. Mufachet is moving around, so that's the Chiddish, the Talmud, the Messiah, and the Chiddish. But even though there's no head to teach from the meat, but since the Shechita was done to it, it has tuma, Eichlin. But it's not dead yet. It has some Zavela. Eva Parshim Menachai, Parshim Menachai. If you pull up a piece of meat right now, there would be an Israel Menachai. Or both of Parshim Menachai, Parshim Menachai. The Yosef Menach, Chafilu Yachashet and Nafsho. And the Goy cannot eat from this, even after the Nefesh came out. Because since the Goy made the Shechit, there's no Hetra Shechit, the Jew sure cannot eat from it. So in the Geir Tadim, with Bnei Noach, his Israel Menachai remains also. What will be shock of the echo that Goy makes one simon or a rave echo? The same thing, any Tumas Echlin means nothing. There's no shchita done at all, so since the animal is still alive, there's no Tumas Echlin. Nochor, the same thing, you strangle it. And but Tumas Echlin, the same thing. Kozman, it's not totally dead if it's moving around. It's still called the Ksas Chai. It has no Tumas Echlin. When the animal's alive, it has no Tumas Echlin. Shock of the Kozman, the Mokim, Shonais, the Master Trey. Let's say a Goy started the shchita. He didn't make it into a tray for yet. The boy is the gomer, the Jew comes and finishes off the shechita by a regular cow. Ksheira, it's a good shechita. Since the Goy's beginning meant nothing, he just cut the skin. What's going to be shochet Yisrael? Let's say a Jew started the shechita. Then the Mokum Shreza Treva, the Mokum Shreza Treva, made a big cut, a small cut, but as well as the gomer shechita, also the Goy comes and finishes off the shechita, sula. That's a lot of Goy can make a shechita. So the Goy finishes off the shechita, you need his cutting to make a shechita, or Goy can make a shechita. Now somebody wants to eat from an animal before it's really dead, somebody writes its mutah. Yes, you made a shchit, it's kosher to eat. So cut off a kezayis meat. Me based shchitos in place where you shecht it. Or molcha yaf yafa, salt it very well. Or madicha yaf yafa, just wash it off, make sure there's no blood on the outside of it. But midrabanin, unantla station afsha, you should wait until the animal dies completely. Rashi is only midrabanin. But midiraisa, that once you made a shchita, that's matter to meat eat. The echloi. And echad akov, echad yisrael, matorim bay. Even a goy could eat this meat, even a real tavim in a chai, but that's the cloud. Once it's mutter for Yisrael, there's nothing that's mutter for Yisrael, it's also to a goy.
Now the Gemara says again, misaila le ravidi baravin, should we know the proof to ravidi baravin? The yom ravidi baravin, he says, om rav yitzchok, name of rav yitzchok, Barashian that Haraitzi Sheyavri, somebody wants to stay healthy, so Chaytech he should cut off Kevayas Vosik Sayas of meat, Mi base Shchita, from the place of the Shchita means by the neck, right after you make the Shchita, even when the animal is still moving around, or Molcha Yofi Yofi, you could salt that meat very well, or Madicha Yofi Yofi, and then you should wash it off very well to make sure there's no blood on the outside, or Mamtimla, and then you should wait, Achatetin Afsha. Wait until the animal dies first. Like Rashi says, this is only the Rabbanan de Kamocha. That me the Raisa Vada, once you make a shchit, it's mutter to eat it right away. So only the Rabbanan, though, it's not smach to Rashi being down, but smach to the Rabbanan be Almihi, with Ashna Posegov, that the Moran Sanhedrin says, Minayin lechem a behema kodim shtetzi nash, you should believe I say, you should not eat from a behema before it really dies, before the nefesh goes out. Shnema le techo al adam. Rashi says about the son in Yisemach to the Rabbanan b'Yalmuhu. For a co-pointed with the Rabbanan, though, you should not eat from the meat until Ashetetzin Asher. Again, the locher is again, Echad of the Kehovim, whether it's a Goy, V'Echad Yisrael Matoran Boy, that even a Goy or a Yid is allowed to eat from this. So by a Jew, Pshita. The Chiddush is, even though by a Goy, the Chur, a Shchita doesn't mean anything, So Maisa, the animal still alive, let there be an Yisrael of a Menachai. That's the crowd know that since it's Mutter for Yisrael to eat it, and by Yisrael the Pshat is, since you made a good Shchit, the Shchit is Mutter completely, so Maisa, who have been, even a Goy is not also allowed to eat it. Because we don't have anything that's Mutter to a Jew, it's also to a Goy. Yes, I call upon the Gemara we had before about Yeshtin Levorim or any Levorim. It actually means, again, the case there was where you made a Goy or a Jew made a Shchita of a Behemoth Temeya before he made a Shchita of a Behemoth Temeya, I'm going to ask the Goy should eat from it. And the question is now, before it dies completely, cut off a piece of meat, would there be an Yisrael and a Chai for a Goy or not? That was my focus before Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yechanan. But not that you, it means, not if you don't, only if you cut off. If you cut off a piece of meat at that time, that was a Shiloh, would there be Chal Nisra Eva Menachai or not? So we talk about the Yechanan before that it would be also for a Goy. That Lamaisa, if somebody pulled off a piece of meat off the animal before it was taken Nafsha, even though a Shchita was done on it, and even though it has Tumas Eichlin, but again, since it's a Behemoth Tumeya, so Lamaisa is not Mutter Be'achilo. It's only Yisroel to say it's called an Eichel enough for Tumas Eichel to be Chal on it. But the Maisa is still called the Chai, still called the Lord, like Rav Yechanan said. And therefore, there would be an Yisroel Eivim and a Chai on it. But the Yisroel for Goy teaches him that meat. So the only answer it is, he has to wait until the animal dies completely, and then he could cut off a piece of meat, then eat that animal. Now the Gemara says, Boy, you Reb Lez, Reb Lez has a Shal like this. Show you, Bo. Let's say you waited in between. Again, Mistamana Behemoth Temeya, where the Jew is making the Shchita, and asked the Goy should eat from it, and he started to make the Shchita, but he had Tzumim in the Shchita. He waited in between the Shchita, Shoyabo, Rel Dorazbo, or else he trampled, he pushed the knife down. So, Ma, what's the locha? Is that called the Shchita enough to give it a shame to Masechlin? Or maybe no, the Shchita means nothing. So, Omalay, who Saba, the Saba said back, and Hochim, you go to Rabbi Yechanan. That Srika Hechshel Shchita Kibahema Tehera. Kibahema Tehera. That it needs a kosher Shchita. That the Mishnah says, if a Jew makes a Shchita in a Behema Tenayim, that it has a Tumas Eichlin, that's only if you made a kosher Shchita. But over here, that you made a Shi or a Doris, that you waited in between, you pressed down on the knife, you didn't make a kosher Shchita, that means nothing. Mirkin Srika Hechshel Shchita Kibahema Tehera. Someone says, no, Hechsh Lamai. What does it mean you have to have a Hechsh? What does the Hechsh mean over here? The Rashi says, Lamai Hilchasa Kedai Kuli Hai Hechsh Shchita B'Torah. What do you mean to Medai Deloshin so much? A Hechsh Shchita B'Torah. Just say you have to have a Kosher Shchita. What's this extra Loshin of? It has to be a Hechsh Shchita Kedai B'Torah. So my answer is, Omer Shemol Ba Yitzchok, the Dika Sakin. I mean to say you have to even check out the knife before the Shchita, even that. When the Jew again shechts the behemoth tonight, you have to even check out the sakin. Now, boy, minerab zera mosheshes. The zera sound from mosheshes. Ma'u shetat talala bluyim shebetechai. Now, we know the locha is when a behemoth is alive, and let's say it swallows a ring, and then the behemoth goes into a house that a mace is there. So even though there's a tumas oil, so the mace is matam everything in the house, but what's blue or what's swallowed up inside the animal does not receive any tumah. That's only when the animal is alive. If the animal is dead, though, the animal itself is makabel tumah. So again, what's inside it is also makabel tumah. That's our shaila now. Again, in the case of the Mishnah, where the Jew made the shchita on this behemah tumah, and before it died, before it's taken nafsha, the stumah hacheses, do we consider it like it's meisa ready to say that it's not matzil? Or no, lemaisa, the animal is still alive, it would protect the ring inside and not to makabel tumah. So Malay said back to him, listen, mitama to mas eichlin o matelis. The Mishnah says, as soon as you make the shchita, it has a shem eichol to be makabel to mas eichlin. So if the behemoth, the meat is makabel to mas eichlin, avada can't protect you from to mas meis, avada what's inside it would become tummy. Malay said back to him, no, ain't a mitama to mas nevelis, but listen, the meat is not called dead yet, the animal does not to mas nevelo. So the light tatzel, shouldn't it save it, like for sure it's a sword, it should protect it still. The mice of the animal still called alive, we see it's not, it doesn't have too much of Eloh. So the sword should protect it. On the Abaye says, Erechnami, Eina matzeles ala bluyim shebetoichei, no. He should know this animal cannot protect what's blue inside it. So on the tamatum asechlin, because La Maisa, since the Shrita was done to it, and it was done the same Achila, even though it's a behemoth to me, it's not Matras Achila, but I call upon the Shrita Nesa that is called an Oichel to be Matama to Masechun. So once it has Sheikhet to Tumah, it can't be Matra, can't protect you anymore. And also, the Haraveya, if a man lives with this animal right now, Haraveya is Chayev, the man is Chayev Nisa. To Eina Matama to Masevela, because the Maisa, the animal, is not called dead completely yet. It has no tumas avela. So negay to the Yisra Ravei, it's still called a chai. And therefore, a man will be chai of Misa for living with this behema. That's what we said, a man is Ravei a behema, so the behema is alive, the behema is dead, he's not chai of Misa for it. So negay to Ravei, since it's not a avela, it would be chai. But negay to say it will be matzi, you may not tuma, that's a slow, even though the animal is called alive, but since it has already tumas oichom, whenever it has shaykhah to tumah, the male can't be matzah from tumah sameis. Now if from Yudu Aina Olul, back to the Mishnah, if you hold this olul, the skin, the meat that's on the skin, if you gather it together and have a kizayin, it's a chayim mishum nevela. So Amar Rav, who nevu shekonsul, that a person himself had to gather together that kizayin of meat, that shows you have daf to use it. I believe this for the next daf. Because one part on Omer, we learned in Omer Aleph here, that the question was, by the Omer, if you have a machshava, then it's mistar. So more is the question, you have a machshava to eat this meat, the chur, you matama by itself. So more of the case two tzvutim, chad was mitzosai chishav alov, the chad of a mitzosai potos achaya. So Pshat, as Rashi says, you machash, you've teed half of it, and the other half not. And you don't know which half yes, which half no, so together it's mistar with other meat. Same thing, mitzosai potos achaya means of achaya, the kel of bog, bit off that meat. So that meat, for sure, you're not mevatel to the skin. That meat would be metama. But the other meat that's still left on the skin, that could be mevatel. So we don't know which is which. That's halacha by itself, taka will not be mekabel tumah. But our koponim, it's mitzaref with other things to mashkun the shir. The tzir, if it is, because for sure, like chatzir, the part of it is a meichel. So that part of it would be mitzaref the shir to make a tumah open on it. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. You're holding that for Kufchov's days of Meralef. So the last Gemara gave him was the two dots was that the Yudam Olul. If you just said again in the Mishnah that Olul he holds that if you mechanish you put it together and you have a kizai you see chayv olov, that is an ism nevelah on it. So Amar Rav Huna said v'hu shekonsu. That if you have a kizai together means that you scraped it off from the skin because you are machshavit and therefore now it has an ism nevelah. It's called like besor yichayv olov. So if it happened me'ilov, then you'd be potter. It'd be like bottle to the skin. It wouldn't have a shame or bosser on it. It's only because the person himself scraped off this extra meat that was still attached to the skin. Now the Yom Rav Huna says, Shnei chatzoi zesim sheyeshtenem agabi yor. If you have again you filleted, you skin the animal, you took off the skin off the animal, and there's still some meat attached to the skin. And you have it two different places, each one has a chatzi zayis of meat left on the skin. So together you have a complete zayis, that's called shnei chatzoi zayisim, two halves of a zayis that's still attached to the skin. So halacha is, hor mevatlon, that the yoros mevato, we do not consider this bosor to be bosor, it has no tumas oichlon on it, it has no tumas mevela on it, it's bottle to the skin. Yeah, now that's kufcha vezem and alaf on top.